Forgive me for being myself. Forgive me for being myself. I want the money, the power, the dollar, and all of the riches and wealth. Being broke is bad for my health. Being broke is bad for my health.
Well, well, well. What do we have here? You know, Simon, I got to be honest with you, yeah? The truth is, usually, right, it would be Jason doing this. That's the truth, right? But I got here first today.
You did. And you look official, too.
Hey, look at me. Look at me.
You look flying.
Look at me. I'm the captain now.
Yeah. What's wrong with you?
I'm the captain
what
now.
Is, with a clipboard.
I'm the captain now.
You got flight and I mean
you know what I mean?
Instructions.
Dun 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 dun.
Oh my god.
The London Games have been officially released. J.
Oh, you got real data.
I have the games. Ooh. I have the conch. You ever seen is it Lord of the Flies? Is it Lord of the Flies? Remember the book Lord of the Flies?
Yeah.
Yeah, I have the conch. Remember the conch? Is you're the only person allowed to speak when you have the conch.
Oh, right.
I have the conch.
I forgot all about that. Your movie, you never failed.
Yeah. I have the conch.
Okay, so.
And I have the London 2023 games.
I'm gonna write this down.
J. Bell. We have some incredible games coming, J. Bell. Absolutely incredible. First of October, actually.
That's
number one.
That's the game. That's
Nigerian Independence Day, by the way.
Really?
Yeah. First of October. Shout
I need out. You to sing. Yep. We need that national anthem.
On the first of October,
boom.
I'm singing it for sure.
Boom.
At Wembley Stadium, 2:30 p.m. kickoff, J-Bell.
Oh, that's a good time. Oh, that's a really good time.
Yeah, 9 o'clock in the
evening. Yeah, that's real. Yeah.
The Jacksonville Jaguars.
Mm-hmm.
The London Jaguars.
Yeah.
At home.
Coming back to the crib.
Against the Atlanta Falcons.
Oh.
My former team. You know, I had a cup of coffee with the Atlanta Falcons. So, yeah.
This is nice.
You like that one?
Yes. Okay. I love what Jacksonville is, who they are. Can I talk about them?
Please do. Okay. Please do.
So, I love how they improved their team. Free agency, the draft. We know what Trevor Lawrence is doing. This team is on the rise. They can win that division. Atlanta.
Yeah. Didn't draft a quarterback, drafted a running back.
Bijan Robinson.
Yep.
He fits perfectly. They are going to tailor this team to run the ball and play decent, solid defense. They're going to make it hard on you with their new quarterback, Ridder. Ridder, right?
Desmond Ridder.
Make the game easy for him. They got weapons. This is going to be a good matchup right there.
Great matchup.
I like it.
You know, that's a really good coach, that Arthur Smith, man. Really, really good
coach. That's why he goes and gets Bijan Robinson.
Yeah.
This fits. Smash mouth. Make it easy on our quarterback.
Yeah.
Hold you down on defense. It's going to be a battle.
Another interesting fact about Arthur Smith that a lot of people don't talk about is his father.
Oh, FedEx.
Yeah, owns FedEx.
Yeah.
That's so bizarre to me.
Yeah, keeps it quiet.
Yeah, doesn't say nothing about that.
No,
this guy is his own man.
Just
not relying on nothing. Put his head down and work hard.
I mean, I think his dad owns a percentage of the team.
Yeah, that's incredible.
Of Atlanta.
Oh, does he? Mm. Oh, he's never getting fired. 8th of October.
You brought it up.
Yeah. 8th of October, the very next week, back to back, again. Your boys. The Josh Allens. The Buffalo Bills.
Yep.
Hosting.
Who doesn't want to see Josh?
The Jacksonville Jaguars.
So they are coming back to back, which makes sense. They can stay. I actually like
it. It's an away game for them, though.
This is cool. This shows.
At Tottenham.
This shows how it could work in the future. Team comes, they stay, they play two teams. Really, really good. This is going to be fresh.
Well done.
Two top quarterbacks.
Boom, boom, boom.
Going at it. We talked about
that. Was three booms. I'm only supposed to do two.
You're
so boom,
boom.
Yeah.
Who doesn't want to see Josh Allen?
Yes.
Who doesn't?
And Trevor Lawrence.
Again.
Yeah.
Who? I mean, they've improved as a team. That tight end they got in the draft. It's going to be interesting what they do. I like it. And Josh Allen really has to. He's got a lot to prove this year. Still.
Yes, he does.
Yeah, he does.
Last but not least, 15th of October. 15th of October.
So there's a break.
Boom. No. Back to back to back. Three games in a row.
Oh, there's no break.
Oh, we working. We working.
Yeah.
15th of October.
Okay.
And you're really going to love this
one,
J-Bell.
Talk to me.
The flat-out gangster, Mike Vrabel.
Yeah, buddy.
Tennessee Titans.
Oh, you know we love him.
Love Vrabel.
Love him.
Against.
And you got love with the Titans, too. They love you.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
Against.
Okay.
Against. the $250 million man, Lamar Jackson.
Get your mother sucking
the
butt
Baltimore
out of here.
Ravens.
Come on.
OBJ.
They
Lamar Jackson.
Bro.
David Ojabo.
Bro. And he going to be nice this year, too. A year after the Achilles, he's going to. That. What?
London games, bro.
Bro, let
Tennessee
me just
Baltimore.
Tell you.
Smash
what.
Mouth football.
Bro.
Smash mouth.
Bro. Listen. Listen.
Big money, big stars.
Listen to me.
Whoop de whoop.
You got Derek the Truck Henry.
Mm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yeah.
You got Jeffrey Simmons on the other side, just blowing stuff up. Achilles, stars. Legit stars.
Yeah.
Ryan Tannehill, he sees people coming for him.
Yeah, they're coming for him.
Right?
Yeah. They're
so he going to ball.
Yeah.
So, all right, we got that. All right. Vrabel, we know how they play. Man, you just want to put all the stars on the private jet and fly them out here? Because that's what you just did with Baltimore.
That's what's happening.
Lamar, OBJ, we'll get into that later, too. Yes.
Yeah.
Getting it.
Yeah.
Coming.
That's it.
Star-studded powers. You want the stars? Been delivered.
That's it, baby.
Are you going to be there?
That's a great question, Jason. We're laughing like yeah, but you know. Are you going to be there? I don't know.
Oh, your answer was. Okay. What a great way to start the pod. Okay.
Yeah.
Because, yes, I usually get to do that.
Yeah.
And I get your reaction. And your reaction is always it's more poetic. Like you just string things together.
I don't think that's accurate, Jay.
I think
right then that was fantastic.
It
Jay
was,
though.
But I've over the years, and I make jokes on this.
Yeah.
And our good friend was in town the other day, and I was telling him that I literally stole your techniques.
That's fine.
So it's
okay.
But it's.
I don't think it's okay. I don't think you can say you stole them because it was more like osmosis, basically.
Yeah, that is a fact.
Yeah, so.
That's a fact.
And speaking of that,
I wish I could have osmosis your money, but
yeah,
that hasn't really worked
know
out.
That you got to actually like that, work that, hard
that,
for that.
That hasn't really. That like, just staying around, that hasn't really. Well, it kind of has because I haven't paid for a lot of stuff. Yeah. So, yeah, no.
You're getting broke off now.
Yeah.
You're getting paid,
actually.
Jay, bro. Yeah.
It is working.
Yeah, you're making more money than me out here. That's for sure. But anyway, let's move on. Speaking of the show, right?
You're funny.
Yeah. Speaking of the show, J-Bell, there's something that I have to say.
I'm already sweating. Yep.
Something I have to say
okay.
about like what we've done here over the past 8 years.
Talk to me about this.
Yeah?
This is interesting. Yep.
Because when I'm walking on the street, right? We get love from the fans.
Yes.
And I got to shout out the fans.
Yeah.
Right now. I got to give them a bunch of love. And the reason why I'm doing that is because of this.
Tell me.
When a fan of what we do sees me out here, right? When they see me, it's so different than what I'm accustomed to. All right? It's so different. And the reason why I say it is this. There is a smile that comes on their face, right? There's a smile that comes on their face. It's not like a smile of, you know, I'm in awe of this person or I admire. It's just, I know that I brought some type of joy to this person's life.
Yes.
Like I know I did just by the way they smile. They're like, oh, see, you know what I mean? And like whenever I see that, It makes me feel like everything that we've done out here was 1,000% worth it, man.
Yeah.
1,000% worth it, man. I don't know how you feel about that.
I think about us walking to the gym one day. We're walking from your place. We're walking through the park. And a guy was hosting a football practice for kids.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember
this? I remember, yeah.
And it was early on. Mm. And he stopped it and was like, you guys to the kids, you know, and it's and that had happened over and over again, and it's grown every year.
They're so happy when they see us. It's not like it's different than when you see like a star. It's completely different. It's not that same feeling.
The relationship is, first of all, they have allowed us to come into their living room. They're watching us at home. Observing us on their time, their free time. And we're like the vessel to the game to them, right? We're their guys. But that only works for two reasons. Visibility, and we're part of the fabric here. You moved over here as soon as you retired.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't say, I'm going to do that, bounce back and forth, see how this goes. You made an investment.
Mm.
I was back and forth, but increased over the years. Because of that, we are so connected in what's happening here because they see us on the streets, man.
Mm.
We just don't show up on the TV and the games and then you never see us again. People say, what are you doing here? Mm-hmm. No, I live here. You live here? Wow. Cool. Now they know.
Mm-hmm.
But that's what's so important to what we're doing. The games, just like you playing the first game over here, one of the, you know, the first regular season game, they wanted the best and they got the best with the games. Mm-hmm. And it's increased over the years. Just like we talked about who's coming, mm-hmm. right? And it happens every year. We are here. We are invested. We keep delivering and we don't want any other audience.
Yes.
And I think they can, they're smart. They know that.
Mm-hmm.
They know what's up. They know it's real. We're not here saying, you know, we're trying to be out here and then, you know, go back to America and, mm-hmm. you know, get the party started there or here. No.
We're here.
We are here.
Yeah. And we're authentic.
And we for real.
And we're not over here talking about tea and crumpets.
No.
We're not doing any of that.
We are who we are.
Yep.
We live here. And it's, you can be here,
mm.
right? You were born here. I know it's a privilege to be here.
Yep.
And I'm thankful for it. And I'm going to represent because we are fighting, man. People's attention is so hard to get.
Mm.
And we are fighting for it. And the fact that they give us some,
mm.
man, come on, we can't let them down.
You know, and this is, the last part you just said is something that I want to emphasize.
Mm.
I want to be very, very emphatical about that last part.
Mm.
Because mm-hmm. I don't think that a lot of people understand or appreciate people's time. Now, the way I look at things
mm-hmm.
and the way I behave on camera is for a reason. Mm. Is that there's like a... There's an ethos behind it.
Yes.
Right?
I know.
This is going to sound very, very morbid
to a lot of people.
No.
I know. Yeah.
It's going to sound very, very morbid.
Say it, though.
But I believe that from the moment we're born,
mm-hmm.
literally every minute that goes by
mm-hmm.
is bringing us closer to death.
Yeah, it is.
Right?
Yeah. Chipping away.
So people's time is the most important thing they can give you. Is the most important thing that they can give you.
That's it.
Is their time.
That's it.
Because they're literally dying. So now, if
they can
I'm,
give that to somebody else,
they can give
they
that to
time.
Somebody else.
Yeah.
They can.
Yeah.
So if you're taking this time out of your day to watch me on TV, I'm going to make sure that you enjoy. However long that is, I'm going to make sure that you enjoy that because you are giving me your life.
You're going to deliver.
Stop wasting people's time.
Kobe Bryant said that one time about why he was hurt or something was going on. And mm. he said, why are you playing? You know, chill out, take it off. You see players do that all the time now. Kobe was like, I don't know that kid. That's his only game he could come to.
Yeah.
And he came far and wide to see me play. I'm lacing these things up.
I'm going to show up.
I'm a lace. I'm going to do this.
Yeah.
Because it was bigger. It was bigger than him, you know, and that's why we celebrate Kobe Bryant. I'm glad you started this conversation.
Yeah.
We like to. Our audience knows we like to dive into stuff in the offseason. So we're reading a lot of stuff and diving into stuff on how businesses were built.
Yep.
You know, big, huge companies, how they were acquired, how they worked, all that kind of stuff. And it had me thinking. It had me thinking about what we're doing and the growth here.
Mm.
And the future here, right?
Okay.
The future. Because we're talking about the game, so we might as well stay on it.
Mm.
We know the NFL dominates the U.S.
Yep.
When you look at the growth of the NBA,
mm.
man, I think over half is international. China being one, right?
Mm.
I mean, it's huge.
Mm.
the first foreign NBA player was from China.
Mm.
Yeah, long time ago.
Mm-hmm.
Don't know his name.
Mm-hmm.
Probably shouldn't quote me, but yep. I think it's right.
Mm.
So the relationship there has been a long time. When you look at what the growth has been, you're talking about us hitting the street, right? When they talk about the NFL, they associate us with it. Lucky, we're here, right?
Mm.
It's all about the players.
Yeah.
Okay? When you look at social media followings, LeBron James, one of the biggest on the planet, okay? The only thing that's equivalent to that is footballers, some of them.
Mm-hmm.
KD, Kevin Durant. Huge, right?
Mm.
Crazy big. I mean, what do they have? I gotta look, but it's
100
million. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, all right. Like when you look at the NFL, the drop off is unreal.
Yeah.
In the following of the individual, we're lucky because number one guy, well, he's on his way to London. Odell Beckham. Number two just retired. Tom Brady. The future of this game is all about what we are trying to do. It's the individual. It's the players. Who are they? What do they do? What are they about? People follow them. Why do these people love Lamar Jackson? I mean, if you had Lamar Jackson leave a team, how many fans do you think would have followed him? A lot. They would, you know what I'm saying? Because back in the day, they're like, I'm a Giants fan, I don't leave. Jordan changed all that in football and basketball.
In basketball.
Right? People were Michael Jordan fans. People are LeBron James fans. People are Cristiano Ronaldo fans.
Yeah, I'm a Ronaldo fan, 100%.
That's why I threw it out there.
Mm-hmm.
It's all about the players.
Mm-hmm.
We got to continue to push that because that is how we will continue to grow. You want to get kids? You want to get their attention? Keep pushing the players.
Okay. So this is incredible. This is a great conversation, right? This is a great conversation. And I'm going to tell you why.
Please tell me.
It's because
I've run out of great things to say.
I'm
like on the edge there.
I
bail me out.
100% agree with you. And what? I disagree.
Come on.
I 100% agree with you and I disagree.
Okay.
And the only reason why I disagree now is because of the more involved I get in the business of the NFL.
Yes.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
The more involved I get in that, the more, and I need somebody to, like, I need somebody, like, J-Bell, I need you sometimes to just, like, grab me, right?
Mm-hmm.
And pull me off the ledge.
Okay. I'm here for you, bro.
Yeah. You got to pull me off.
I got to bring you back, because if you jump, I got to jump. And I'm, you know.
Just pull me back. Okay. Because the more I'm involved in the business, the more I start to see things the way they see it.
That's fine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And once the player, right?
Yeah.
Becomes as powerful as they become in soccer and in basketball, it has a negative impact on control from the business owner.
Okay.
Right?
I can get you off this ledge.
Yeah.
Once you
and I feel like that is good for the player.
Okay.
I think that is not so good for the teams.
Okay.
I think so. Because, like you said, right? And I'm Cristiano Ronaldo, for instance, right? I am a Ronaldo fan.
You are, bro.
Massive Ronaldo fan.
It is a fact.
Wherever Ronaldo goes,
you go.
I am a fan of that team,
yep.
Right? So Ronaldo was at Manchester United. Because of him being at Manchester United in 07, that's when I fell in love with United, 07,
that's
08,
yep.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
He left United recently under not so good circumstances.
Right.
And now I'm following Al Nassr in Saudi Arabia. That's who I follow now, right? And so I wonder how many people, how many fans, Manchester United has lost simply because Ronaldo is no longer playing there.
Right. Okay.
So what happens when, like, once you become a fan of the player as opposed to a fan of the team, now you're just a fan of the sport, right?
Yeah.
So you're a fan of the sports and you're a fan of the player, but the team itself loses.
Yes.
And from that standpoint, I can see it. I see it both ways.
Yes. Can somebody look up LeBron James followers for me? I'm doing a terrible job at that.
Yeah.
So he's got 152 million on Instagram and 52 on Twitter. Okay?
Okay.
Twitter man. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Okay. So first thing, what is a business's main objective?
Profits.
Profitability. Right.
Correct.
Profitability, growth, they all go together.
I know where you're going.
Okay.
That's good.
All right.
I know where
you're going. So now, when you look at where we are because of social media, we look at the impact of influencer. Look at what Kim Kardashian has been able to create. How much does it cost? I saw something about what it, what a Ronaldo post is. It's crazy, right? Because it moves the needle. When in hoop, when you have somebody who has that kind of influence in your league and you're attached to it, indirectly, you are inheriting this audience that makes your business more profitable.
As a whole.
As a whole. Like you are, you want this.
Yeah.
This is why their global growth is so significant. The identification with the players, the same way football is in the U.S. Football, European football. Man, people love the players. They talk about them. The video games, I learned that from you. We keep pushing our players who have so much swag, so much personality. The gritties worldwide, right? We know, we've been in locker room. It's defensive linemen ain't nothing but big DBs, right? You know, swagged out. The more we push these personalities, now we've had the helmet on, that's been hard. And the NFL, I believe, is behind it now. And the more we grow that, that is how globally people somewhere far go, I like that guy. I follow that and directly follow the game. Because of the industry, because of the circumstances with the way media is set up socially, it's all about player empowerment. They are your free influencers.
That's a valid point. I don't disagree with nothing you said. I'm convinced.
But.
No, you're right. You're right.
But.
A rising tide will lift all boats. Yeah, it does.
And we know because we've been in the locker room. You got 52 people, all different styles, walks of life. I was at a Post Malone concert. And you know what? I'm watching it. And you know what I saw? WWE wrestling. He's wearing the Stone Cold Steve Austin shorts. He's blowing water in the air. It's like I'm at a wrestling thing, but this dude's singing and rapping. It was a phenomenal performance. I was like, I just watched a dude that was influenced by wrestling perform. It was his personality. Everything about it was him. And what does the O2 fill up? I don't know. How was O2? How many people LeBron followers? Power of the player. Man, people love Lamar Jackson. Love Lamar Jackson. Right? I mean, you look at Travis.
Odell more so, but globally, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. But I'm just saying, like, the new, you know, his whatever. Odell is a superstar. Now, he's got to go out and do his thing, but he's running around a concert with Drake. You know what I'm saying? This is what it's all about.
Yeah.
The player, and it's not the quarterback. That's the easy way. The stars are all, the ball is in the air. Whoever's getting the ball, attacking the ball, defensive ends. Man, to me, the defensive linemen, y'all got so much flavor. Put a mic. Look at you, what you doing. Look at what Michael Strahan's doing. Two defensive ends.
No, there's no holes in your argument. Yeah. That's sound.
You know what I mean? Personalities.
Yeah, sound.
It's we keep pumping that. Mm-hmm. We keep pushing that because that is how people will fall in love with this game that don't already love it.
That's a fact. Yeah, you're right.
Movie stars.
You're right.
Love the movie star. Mm-hmm. I come and show up for your show.
Mm-hmm. You're right. Regardless.
Regardless. Hey, mm-hmm. Tom Cruise got a movie out. I'm going.
Yep.
Because I'm a Tom Cruise fan, which I kind of am.
I love Tom Cruise. My favorite actor.
I like him. Yeah. I mean to do it. I know what I'm going to get.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I used to love Will Smith. Not so much anymore.
Yeah. I like the old Will Smith. Yeah. I would.
Not so much anymore.
I don't even know how to come.
Anyway.
I don't. That is, that's how we segue into, that's how we continue off of the fact that the games are coming here.
Yeah.
I'm excited about them.
Me too.
And I think we know what we're going to do this year.
Yeah.
We're not only going to show you why there's stars in the field, we're going to show you what makes some stars off.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
We're going to do a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
Keep your eyes wide open.
Keep your eyes peeled. Everything this year is about, we are a part of your community.
Yep.
And we are here to stay. Don't matter what they do. We ain't going nowhere.
Uprise.
Uprise all day.
Yeah. Senada.
Hello?
Uprise. Yeah, I'm on your stage. Hey. Let's go.
Forgive me for being myself. Forgive me for being myself. I want the money, the power, the dollar, and all of the riches and wealth. Being broke is bad for my health. Being broke is bad for my health.
It is.
I want the money, the power, the dollar, and all of the riches and wealth. Forgive me for being myself. Forgive me for being myself. I want the money, the power, the dollar, and all of the riches and wealth. Being broke is bad for my health. Being broke is bad for my health. I want the money, the power, the dollar, and all of the riches and wealth. February the 8th, the deadly mistake. Fatal decisions that left me to make. Saddened the Lord took my blessings away. Fathomed the good life to the house of pain. They locked the locks, couldn't stop the clock. Story of my life, I'll up on my